In the immortal words, all mother-in-laws are created equal, but some are more equal than others. From, of course, The Devil Wears Primark, a sensational production that's just about to start a fabulous tour of certainly the northern part of the British Isles. Hopefully it'll be extending in all sorts of ways. To address that, we've got a true Renaissance woman, not only the director of The Devil Wears Primark, but also the writer and lead of the aforementioned Devil Wears Primark. It can only be the true wonderful legend that is Kathleen Ruddy. How are you, Kathleen?
I'm very hoarse. Because my mother-in-law actually shouts a lot. Not my mother-in-law, the mother-in-law that I'm playing shouts a lot. No,
listen,
so I'm a bit hoarse.
When you've gone from Sex, Chips and Ouzo, Glasgow Hard Tickets, Check Your Coupon, amongst other various other things, and indeed you host the wonderful My Big Fat Arts show on Rock FM, you're allowed to be a little bit hoarse from that point of view. How do you fit it all in, first of all, Kathleen? How do you sort of combine all this system?
I think if you write, you have to be very strict. I think people have to respect that your home is your workplace, and that you're not available for them to pop in for coffees and chats, and also with children, with childcare. Like I've got two daughters, and my husband has to, like, it's treated seriously, because when you're freelance and when you have to be very strict or you won't get it done. So many times I'm approached by people who say, hey, I've got a wonderful idea for a script. And I think, well, you know, an idea is all it will be unless you sit down and put the graft in. And I think that's it. You just have to put the graft in. You have to put the hours in. And if you love your job, as John Lennon says, you'll never have to work a day in your life. And so I'm quite happy to work day and night because, and you must know that, doing radio, it's just a wonderful job, and why it never feels like hard work, even when you're running about and you've got three mobile phones in one hand and they're all ringing and you're trying to get to the printers before it shuts and you're trying to get to the theatre to reach the technician. You just think, I love this stress. Let this stress wash over me. I absolutely embrace it. I think it's great.
Fantastic. Now, as we mentioned at the start, of course, one of the aspects about this particular tour is that you're not going south of the border. You're not going down to Sassenach land. Sorry, I can say that, obviously, in terms of obviously being
You are
down in South Shields. You're quite right, on the 22nd and 23rd of April. But then again, when you're based in Lincoln, South Shields, it's a strange part of the world filled with Sunderland people and Newcastle folk. Now, you're absolutely right. But it is quite interesting too, because you start off obviously on the 28th of March in Kirkcaldy, 3rd and 4th of April you're in Dundee, then 9th of April Falkirk, Dunkeld on the 10th of April, 11th of April Ayr, the Motherwell Theatre on the 16th of April. You're at the Brandon Musselburgh on the 17th of April, in Fife at Carnegie Hall, no less, on the 18th of April. And then, as you rightly say, you do go south. You dip your toe in south of the border. 22nd, 23rd of April, at Customs House, South Shields, of course, before you're back in East Kilbride with the Village Theatre. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Devil Wears Primark, because the easy slip is, oh, is that the one with Meryl Streep in? No, she's better than Meryl Streep. She's Kathleen Ruddy, and it's The Devil Wears Primark. Yes.
yeah, absolutely. The Devil Wears Primark is fundamentally about a dysfunctional family, and how it was based on really my own experience. I think it was Ed Sheeran that said recently about all his songs being about a slighted love, that you should be careful if you come across I was going to swear there. If you annoy somebody that's a writer, because they'll always write about you. And I think that's what I did. I wrote about my mother-in-law. And then I took it to extremes, of course, because it's she's a grotesque character, and Athy. And also I used the fact that with radio experience, that this mother-in-law was... she's an agony aunt, because I've always been quite obsessed by agony aunts. And so this agony aunt is on the radio, and she's got the feminists up in arms. She's got the suffragettes spinning in their graves because she tells women to get back in the kitchen where they belong. And but that's not the weird thing about her. The weird thing, I think.
Even more weird than that. For goodness' sake, Kathleen, where are we going with Aunt Athy?
hearing about her life is that's not how she lives. She professes, how she professes to live and how all the family members profess to live is the opposite of what they show. She's estranged her entire family through her overbearing personality, and she's emasculated her husband, and he cross-dresses in his spare time. The daughter's overweight and undervalued, and stress eats. Yeah. So she's on the eve of being awarded an MBE for services to show business on radio, and you might.
Well, I'll tell you this much, in terms of the likelihood of the Midweek Drive host cross-dressing, unless we're talking serious financial remuneration here, it's unlikely. But, you know, it's a thought, Kathleen, and we leave it with that. Now, obviously, in the cast, you've got Penny Tovey as Mina, who was you've worked together with the tour of Death of a Playboy. And you've also got Mark McDonnell as Nikos, plus John Ritchie as Aris. So quite an interesting cast there. I mean, you've got, obviously...
There's another one as well. There's Dawn Chandler. She plays the daughter. She's playing the part of Maria. So it's five of us.
I'm sensing in many ways here Rubber Ear Productions very much becoming the equivalent of Orson Welles' Mercury Theatre Company in terms of, you know, for the 21st century, of course.
Oh, bless. My aim is just to do things that make us laugh and just to commercial comedy. There's a lot of snobbery and elitism and theatre, and for me, it's comedy all the way because it's a lot more fun to do comedy. Sometimes a bit of tragedy backstage, but my aim is just to produce things that make people laugh, and why not? There's enough hassle going on in everybody's life. So that is our aim at Rubber Ear, and hopefully we'll achieve it with this one.
You see, this is clearly what Alex Salmond needed, otherwise he wouldn't have left the SNP. He needs that kind of input, you know, that could have tipped the balance. It could be one of the reasons why we've actually switched to somebody completely different with Nicola Salmond now. But still, you know, that's another line. And we won't get political because we've got an election, I believe, coming up in the next few months.
Exactly.
Who knows?
No. Nicola Sturgeon's quite good. I mean, apart from her hairdo, she's sort of going down the Donald Trump route with the hairdo. But apart from that, her politics is okay.
Kathleen, you may say that and get away with comparing Nicola Sturgeon to a Donald Trump hairdo with respect to that, but I couldn't possibly comment. It's extraordinary. How can people find out about The Devil Wears Prada? Obviously, we've gone through the actual sort of dates, etc. Is there a website for the production that people can go to and access tickets and details and so on, or do they need to contact Kirkcaldy, Dundee, Falkirk, Dunkeld, Musselburgh, Motherwell, etc.?
Well, they can do that if they like, if they want to just contact whatever theatre is local to them. Or alternatively, they can go to the Rubber Ear website, which is www.rubberear.wordpress.com, and they can plus find us on, we're on all the social media. We're on Twitter, we're on Rubber Ear on Twitter, we're on Kathleen Ruddy 1 on Twitter. We've got millions of Facebook pages for all of the plays, so, you know, there's Spare Ribs, there's Spare Ribs, there's Sex, Chips and Ouzo, Death of a Playboy, and there's The Devil Wears Prada, and of course there is My Big Fat Art Show and Rubber Ear Productions Facebook pages. We're all over, so we're saturating the nation with comedy, with laughs. That's not a bad thing, is it?
That's one of the reasons you're winners of the Edinburgh Festival Award, Fringe first winners, and winners, of course, of the BT Award, amongst others. We haven't even had a chance to talk about A Spanking in Paradise. Extraordinary, but there we are. And your role as Big Agnes way back in the day, well, 2011. But we do have two final questions to put to you at this particular stage, Kathleen. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us south of the border with The Devil Wears Primark today?
Have I had what? I didn't hear you cut out
the first bit. Oh, that's always the way. You see, it's the border connection. It's going north. Has the phone link been okay for yourself apart from cutting out at the last question?
Absolutely.
Good. That's all right then. So the next critical question is, can we look forward to featuring you again in the very near future and keep us updated? You could, of course, be our official Scottish correspondent with Rubber Ear Productions. Would you be up for joining us again as the tour proceeds and keeping us updated in terms of the fabulous things that Rubber Ear Productions put together, including, of course, The Devil Wears Primark?
Oh, absolutely. Always a pleasure. Do call. Hoping my voice won't be as husky.
You're in character. You're getting Kathleen into the Stanislavski method approach. That's what it's all about. It's like Lee Strasberg would be proud of you. I can sense, you know, back in the 50s, he'd be saying, this is what we wanted. This is what the whole thing's for. Method. Get into the character.
Absolutely. It's either Stanislavski or it's 0898 numbers.
Yeah, well...
Girls, girls in your area, because my voice is sort of heading that way. Or I could be a stand-in for Tom Waits. Well, let's just see.
Well, but...
I do sound like I've been gargling with the gravel and broken glass, but hopefully it'll be better next time we catch up.
It'll work. We will speak. Kathleen, ready? Take care. And we'll speak again very soon. All the best out.
Thank you. All right. Take care. Have a great day.